At 7:06, it is fair and 70 degrees in Tulsa. We're headed to 97 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. What to do with the old Barnard School site? The charred remains following last year's fire have been hauled away, but the school district would like to sell the land. The Tulsa School District spokesman, Chris Payne, says the district has issued a request for proposals.
Ultimately, the board will have to decide whether or not they accept one of the offers. Now, in the meantime, we will also have another community meeting. Obviously, you know, we've been in the community for a long time, have a good relationship with those homeowners, and we want to make sure that it's something that they find palatable.
The deadline to submit a proposal is September 19th at 11 a.m. The site is at 17th and South Lewis. It is called the OSSAA. That stands for the Oklahoma Secondary Schools Activity Association. In the weeks ahead, you'll be hearing a lot about it. It's the organization that oversees all aspects of junior and senior high school extracurricular activities. A legislative review is set to begin next week. Among those on the review panel will be Claremore Representative Marty Quinn.
We don't know what all the problems are, whether it's in transparency or any of the other areas, but we do know that we owe it to the citizens that we represent. We owe it to the school systems that we represent, and most of all, we owe it to the students.
Among the allegations, a lack of transparency, failure to follow its own rules, high salaries for staff, and having a $2 million stash in the bank while the school districts in the state are struggling. Oklahoma State says Sports Illustrated has informed the school that it plans to publish a series of articles about alleged misconduct in the university's football program starting back in 2001. The university said in a statement that Sports Illustrated outlined the allegations involving improper activities and actions, the majority of which occurred between 2001 and 2007. The university says it has contacted the NCAA about the allegations. Well, President Obama addresses the nation tomorrow evening to make his case for military action against Syria. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe says there's simply too many unknowns for him to support military action at this time. He says the president cannot guarantee that it will be a limited action.
Today, we can afford to launch 30 cruise missiles into Syria, but we can't ignore that such an attack on another country is an act of war. The state of our military today cannot afford another war. We will not be able to defend America.
The president is seeking congressional approval before launching such a strike. Now, later this morning on Morning Edition, Renee Montaigne talks to Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole. A preliminary hearing is scheduled to resume for two brothers accused of shooting four women in Tulsa. Cedric and James Poor are due in district court this morning. Both brothers have pled not guilty to killing four women at the Fairmont Terrace Apartments last January. An Oklahoma death row inmate convicted of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of a 24-year-old Korean national some 34 years ago is scheduled to become the fourth condemned inmate to be executed this year in Oklahoma. 61-year-old Anthony Roselle Banks was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to death in Tulsa County for the 1979 killing of Sun Kim Travis. The execution will be carried out tomorrow. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot with a high today of 97. It will be clear and warm tonight, 73 for an overnight low, and tomorrow still above normal with a high of 95. Right now in Tulsa, it is sunny and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.